Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Rob, we will talk a little bit about the KU basketball game here. I watch just about every dribble. You know how it is. Game starts at 6. I can't instantly get home. I just can't teleport home. So I didn't get a chance to watch every single dribble, but I watched a great majority of the game on Friday night. I have two major takeaways. Do you want my positive takeaway or the negative takeaway that I have first?
Let's get the negative out the way. Let's start negative and build up to positive.
Hunter Dickinson cannot guard anybody. Like, nobody. That's a team that has no size. It was pretty clear what they were trying to do and how they were taking advantage of Hunter Dickinson. It's also very clear, like, when they kind of got back into it, who they were targeting on KU's defense. They were running him in pick and roll all night. That was a problem last year. Is KU going to have to take Hunter off the floor in some of their critical moments because he is barbecue chicken out there? The second thing, and this is the positive thing that I noticed, they just got way more dogs this year. They just have more guys that can score this year than they did last year. It was kind of like Bill Self looked at his team, realized how flawed they were, and just said, I will never find myself in this position again. They can overcome an injury to almost every single player that they have. Even DeJuan Harris. If they lose DeJuan Harris for a couple of weeks, they'll be fine. They can lose KJ Adams for a couple of weeks. They're fine. They have done a phenomenal job in a short period of time of really building up their depth. That's a really, really good, well-balanced team that you would imagine is going to get better defensively as the year progresses. But I was trying to think as I was watching it, is there a team where their best player is also maybe their weakest defensive player? Because that is certainly the case with this KU team. Hunter Dickinson, he is barbecue chicken on the pick and roll.
I mean, we were sitting there, me and the people I share season tickets with, and I literally said, it's like a flashback to the Gonzaga game last year. Pick and roll, either they get him one-on-one and they cook him, or he just so slow in rotations that it's a free bucket wherever. But and the five-star freshman Flory Badunga wasn't great, but they are basically 10 deep if they want to be 10 deep. Mm-hmm. Like Zeke Mayo was really impressive in the game. Zeke Mayo doesn't start. AJ Storr was an All-American in the Big Ten last year. He didn't start. Rylan Griffin was really good, played on a Bama team that went to the Final Four. He wasn't very good on Friday night, but he's still on the team. Like, you know how we talked about last year, like asking people to do what they need to do? DeJuan Harris last year got asked to score, and that's a losing proposition. But, yeah. He might not need to take a shot this year, and they'll be fine to win games. It is both a gift and a curse to the portal. It's bad for the sport that a school like Kansas can just basically add 4 free agents and change their roster in 1 year. That's not great for continuity and all the things we talked about the sport. But as a Kansas fan, they went from a 4 seed to a team where you like, it's hard to imagine them not having a 1 next to their name in March. That team is deep.
Yeah, no, they absolutely are. You're right. The Mayo kid, he comes off the bench. He's 7 of 14. He scores 21 points. Like, if you're going to be in a position where KU's leading scorer comes off the bench in the game, you're not beating that team on most nights. And I would say that the DeJuan Harris that you saw on Friday night, that's the one that they need. He was 5 of 8 from the field. He didn't take a 3. He had 10 points, and he had 2 assists. He got a couple of steals. He did a little bit of everything for KU on Friday. And when they really needed to late, they got stops, and they staved off. That was a pretty fun and entertaining North Carolina team that's certainly going to beat a lot of people. And we've seen that building really gobble up and swallow up a lot of teams. The fact that they were able to really ride the storm and play Kansas pretty even for the final 30 minutes of the game is something that North Carolina should take away and feel encouraged about. We'll get to the AFC playoff picture coming up in just a bit. We talked a little college basketball. Let's get to the gridiron. Let's give out our helmet stickers for the weekend. The first one I'm going to give my helmet sticker to, I'm going to give it to Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe, who keeps Alabama in the college football playoff conversation. That was a playoff game on Saturday down in Death Valley. Alabama has 2 losses and LSU has 2 losses. The loser of that was out of it. They were not going to have an opportunity. He was phenomenal. 12 carries, 185 yards, scored 4 touchdowns. He is not alive in the Heisman conversation anymore, but Jalen Milroe has been one of the more productive quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's also a pretty interesting NFL prospect. I don't think he's going to be selected pretty high in the draft, but if you're telling me that your team spends a mid-round pick on Jalen Milroe as like a change-of-pace quarterback or to come in if an injury happens, I think he's going to be an intriguing prospect. I'm going to give Jalen Milroe one of my helmet stickers for keeping Alabama's playoff dreams alive.
I don't think he won the Heisman, but a little fun note, he went from 50-1 to start Saturday to 16-1 to end Saturday. Like, that's, I don't think he's going to win, but that's a monumental jump by Jalen Milroe.
I don't even think he's a finalist this year.
It depends on what you think about Cam Ward. That's what it's going to come down to, who was really bad on Saturday. I'm getting my first helmet sticker. Speaking of the Kansas Jayhawks, Devin Neal gets my first helmet sticker.
Great game for him.
Greatest running back in Kansas football history, full stop. He broke the touchdown record on Saturday. He broke the all-time rushing yards record on Saturday. The kid from Lawrence will go down as one of the best to ever do it in the history of the program. And wherever they're putting names, numbers, jerseys to that new stadium, his will be up there. And you mentioned Saturday. It wasn't just the all-time records, which is great for him. Saturday, he was awesome. And one of the key cogs to their upset victory over the Cyclones. 18 carries for 116 and 2 touchdowns. Quick math for you. I know you're a big yards per carry guy.
Love it.
6.4 yards per carry from Devin Neal. Real deal Devin Neal. The Lawrence Knave is now the greatest running back in Kansas football history. Congrats to him. Friend of the show, Devin Neal.
Are you excited, hopeful about KU's ability to pull the upset off on the road? They go to BYU this weekend.
Not optimistic, but I feel better about the team than I did 2 weeks ago. It does. It has a lot of the same markings as the Iowa State game, like trap game. It has the 3.5-point line, often emotional game for the opposing team, maybe a little bit of a letdown factor. It has a lot of markings of something that could happen, but you can't trust this Kansas team on the road.
You know what? I'm going to give my helmet sticker to a team. I gave the first one to Jalen Milroe and keeping his team's playoff chances alive. I'm going to give the next helmet sticker to Indiana. I believe that Indiana has punched the first ticket towards the college football playoff. Indiana has 2 games remaining on the season. They go on the road to play Ohio State. They also have a home game against Purdue. Purdue is the worst team in the Big Ten. They are 0-6. They are 1-8 overall. If Indiana does not get blown out by Ohio State, I don't think there's any reason to think that they are going to get blown out in Columbus. I think Indiana has to be included in the college football playoff. They have clearly, in my opinion, been the third best team in the Big Ten. I think Oregon's better than them. I think Ohio State is better than them. And then I think it's Indiana. If you think that's a 4, maybe a 5 bid league, you can't come up with 4 or 5 teams that are not Indiana. So congratulations. One of the best turnarounds that we have seen in recent memory in college football. I'm going to give my helmet sticker to Indiana. I think they punched their way to the playoff.
I mean, credit to Indiana. Did you see Sherrone Moore's clock management at the end of that game? Just abysmal. He called timeout late into the play clock, which basically lit Indiana kneeling out. That was bad. I'm giving my final helmet sticker to Haynes King. He is the quarterback at Georgia Tech, and he wasn't doing much quarterbacking on Saturday when he ran for 20 carries for 93 yards and a touchdown, but his performance for Georgia Tech was the key to their massive upset victory over the U. You talk about the Big Ten being a 4-5 bid league. The ACC is suddenly on very shaky ground to get more than just one. The U looked bad against Georgia Tech and Haynes King on Saturday.
They've been dancing with the devil for quite some time now. Eventually, you get burned, and that's exactly what we saw happen to Miami. They should have lost to Virginia Tech earlier this year. They should have lost to Cal earlier this year, and they eventually went on the road and got bit by a team that I think has been pretty scrappy this year in Georgia Tech.
Salty. They're a salty bunch.
You know who Georgia Tech is? They are the Vanderbilt of the ACC. Vanderbilt is not a great team by any means, but we've seen Vanderbilt stand in the middle of the ring and knock out some heavyweights so far this year. I think the Georgia Tech has given you a lot of those same feelings in the ACC.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.